The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Make the most of your life. When you remove the blocks that are holding you back, you can bring inspiration, passion, and purpose to yourself and those around you. This is the Hoffman Connection with your hosts, Raz Ingrassi and Ed McClune. Our hosts and their guests will give you the tools that you need to improve yourself by bringing you closer to what really matters. Now, here's your host.
Good afternoon. Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to the Hoffman Connection. I'm Ed McClune, a Hoffman teacher, a therapist here in the San Francisco Bay Area, a dad, and waiting for my co-host, Raz Ingrassi, to show up here. Our guest this afternoon is a good friend of myself and of the Hoffman Institute, Dr. Brenda Wayden. We're part of the Hoffman Institute, and we're finding our way to bring the process, our course, into the world in a larger way through our Hoffman radio show here. And we've managed in various different times over the last few weeks to bring you some very talented, gifted people who are bringing healing in their own variety of ways to the world. And this afternoon, we're talking to Dr. Brenda Wade, America's Love Doctor. She's the founder of the International Love, Money, and Save Us Summit, the author of three books, Power Choices, and Seven Signposts on Your Journey to Wholeness, Joy, Love, and Peace. Also the author of Love Lessons and What Mama Couldn't Tell Us About Love. And if you'd like to participate in the show at any point in time, please feel free to. The call-in number here is 1-866-4742. That's 866-472-5788. And we'll continue that, giving that out through the rest of the afternoon. Hey, Brenda.
Hi there, Ed. How are you?
It's lovely. My hand while we're getting through the technical difficulties in the back.
Oh, I love technical difficulties. They're always a test of our concentration and our capacity to focus. Right, so we'll just keep talking, and we can hear a little rattling and a little clicking in the background, and pretty soon we'll hear Raz himself. I have faith.
My headset.
All right. So, you know quite a bit about the science and the psychology and even the spirituality of love and bringing all the dots. Can you just talk to them about what we're learning about the science of spirit and love and psychology?
Oh, I love talking about the science of love. That's a great opening question for me. It gives me a chance to confess right up front to everyone that if I sound a little bit odd in my approach to love, it's because I started out my very, very first round of graduate school doing monkey brain research on prematurely born macaque monkeys at the University of Washington Medical School. And I was down in the primate lab, which was in the basement of the med school. And I might add, I was a human wreck. I was so depressed, so anxious, so completely disconnected from myself and other people that monkeys were my best bet. I could really connect with the monkeys, not so much with myself or people. So the good news is I learned a heck of a lot about the science of the brain and have been able to follow these extraordinary breakthroughs that we have today, understanding how the brain has built templates and built patterns. And it's from these hidden templates and patterns that we actually are generating our lives. And it's fascinating to me because way back then when I was doing this research, we were looking at auditory and visual acuity in developing brains in our little macaque monkey subjects. And one of the things I learned, Ed, that is core to my work when we talk about the science of love and spirituality, if there's anything else that I say today that people remember fine, but this is the one thing I want everyone to take away, and that is every single thing is energy. Everything is energy, and all energy impacts the brain. The brain can only learn, and I know you know this, but it's our ground we're going to stand on today, and this is what I teach in all my teleseminars and what I've written about in all my books, and it's that the brain is taking pictures, it's forming templates, it's recording what we hear, it's recording things we don't even know we're hearing, it's recording temperature, so that when we respond from a pattern in the brain, it has become an emotional, a mental, it's even become a spiritual pattern. And when I'm working with people, when I'm coaching people or in seminars, often people say, well, I don't understand. A guy actually said this to me a week ago. He said, I don't understand why I can't get a woman to stay in a relationship with me. What am I doing? So, of course, I fired back the seminal question, and this is part of the Alive model that I built that I'm going to share a little later, because today everyone's going to learn the basic piece of my Alive model, which are my five secrets of creating alive love. The very first thing was insight. What did you learn about love growing up? Now, what do you think he learned that made every woman he ever got near leave him?
Struggle, it's hard, unfulfilling, you have to be armored around it, any one
That's
of
right.
the above.
And that nobody will stay with him because his mother did leave him. Mm. It was such a direct shot. It was almost too easy. Usually we have more subtle abandonment patterns. And any time we have a big emotional experience, especially in childhood, when the immature child brain takes a picture, records the sounds, records all of the sensate experiences, every time someone gets close, like mother was, we go into a set of behaviors that are guaranteed to create the result, unless you do something very, very powerful, like the Hoffman process, or some of the processes that I've been teaching in my classes and seminars where people get great results. Now, and before we go any further, I have to give a big shout out to all of my Hoffman graduate classmates. We are the class of January 2003, and we are all still deeply connected, and I have so much support and so much love from my classmates, and I know they're out there listening, so I just want to send a wave of love to all of them. And that's one of the things.
Oh, it's wonderful that you,
Hoffman does. It connects people.
Right. It's so good. You know, I mean, that is true. And doubling back to what you were saying about that picture, you know, so often, especially in common parlance, these things are put into language. You know, the classic being, he's afraid of commitment, or, you know, whatever these slogans are. But we don't really appreciate that the patterns of that aren't just a word like, okay, I'm supposed to get over my fear of commitment and be strong, but really a deep somatic picture that you're talking
right.
about.
Right. If only we could just get over it, then Ed, you and I and Raz and everyone else who does this work would happily retire and we'd be living on an island peeling grapes or something. But the truth is, whether you're black, white, straight, gay, widow, divorced, single, married, it doesn't matter. We are all on a journey. And this journey is actually a classroom. This business, this experience we call life, is one great big classroom, and we're here to learn a specific curriculum. And for all of us, I believe it is the same curriculum. We are here to learn how to give and to receive love. That's what we're here for. And that giving and receiving love has been encoded in our brain in a variety of ways, some of which serve us, some of which don't serve us. And we spend our lives, if we're spending them well, practicing and learning and growing and expanding our capacity to give and receive love. And that's what this is all about. And I think sometimes just saying that out loud makes life make more sense. You know, that I am here to learn. I am here to grow. And sometimes the curriculum is challenging. We get graduate courses and exams.
Yeah, Brenda, I think that's one of the part I enjoy most about listening to you, working with you, is that you always have such a optimistic, positive view of that graduate school, even though sometimes it's a real pain for anyone who's entering that school, almost by nature.
Well, honey, you know, I'm speaking as someone who has had the curriculum kick me in the fanny more than once, but I have found that the most painful experiences are indeed the ones that have really almost brought me to my knees, Ed, and forced me to look more deeply at how I need to keep growing and how I can keep learning, how I can continue to move forward on the journey. And I can't ever look back and say, I regret that I went through that painful experience. Did I enjoy the pain? Heck no. But I can't say I regret it, because I really have continued to learn and grow.
Right. Brenda, thanks so much. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll speak more to Dr. Brenda Wade, America's Love Doctor, on how to be more alive with love. And we'd love you to join the conversation. To do that, a phone call would be useful, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. We'll be back shortly here on the Hoffman Connection.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Visit HoffmanInstitute.org. Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org. You are listening to The Hoffman Connection. To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@HoffmanInstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
And welcome back to The Hoffman Connection. I'm Ed McClune with our guest today, America's Love Doctor, Dr. Brenda Wade. And I believe, have we been joined by Raz?
Hello, it's Raz.
Hey, Raz, come on aboard. Welcome back to the show. We are on the show, and I believe Brenda's with us, is she not?
I am. Hi there.
All right, so.
I'm sorry, we had technical problems on my end. I couldn't get on the show, but I missed the opportunity to introduce Brenda because, well, I first met Brenda about 12 years ago. I had read her first book, What Mama Couldn't Teach Us About Love, and I was blown away, and I contacted her And we probably talked for 2 hours on the phone, then we realized we had to get together for lunch, and I think we've been friends ever since. So she really has a lot to tell us and has been walking the path, trying to understand how we learn to love, how we mislearn to love, how we mistake things that we think are love for true love. And, you know, like most of us, has earned her stripes in the arena of love, but she's also figured a lot of stuff out. And she's a brilliant, really brilliant holistic psychologist, television host, author, keynote speaker. And you've probably seen her on television, on Oprah, The Today Show, CNN, Good Morning America. She's been an editor in Essence Magazine and also a contributing editor in Ladies Home Journal. I don't think they're running it anymore, but for a long time, for many years, Can This Marriage Be Saved? Well, Brenda was the person who was trying to save all those marriages. I hope she succeeded. But she's here with us today, and it's just really a pleasure once again to be with Dr. Brenda Wade, and a good friend and a brilliant and knowledgeable person in this area.
Brenda, you said you wanted to double back to something we'd said earlier. Where should we pick back up?
Well, first let me thank you, Raz, for that intro. That was lovely, and it's very sweet that you gave me credit for some things I hadn't done, so I have to correct one thing, which is that I wasn't the editor for Can This Marriage Be Saved? I actually hosted the nationally syndicated television show based on the column, Can This Marriage Be Saved? And that's important simply because I had the opportunity every single day to work with dozens and dozens of couples as we were preparing guests for the show. And a lot of what I learned was seeing couples struggling, people who really deeply, deeply loved each other. And in my own life at that time, I was struggling in my own marriage. So I was playing out, can this marriage be saved at home and at work? And boy, oh boy, was it challenging. But one of the things that happened were a lot of our couples made great discoveries right on the air. I'll never forget one couple coming on, and she had sort of long, dark hair, and it was so long you couldn't see her eyes, and she kept her head down. And the big symptom that they presented when they came on the show was that she refused to have any kind of physical contact with her husband. And I'll never forget a woman in the audience, we were doing a live show, standing up and saying, well, if you won't have sex with him, I will, because he's really cute. He looks like young Clint Eastwood, which was not necessarily helpful to the couple, but pretty entertaining for all of us. And the symptom that she had of not wanting to be touched came from, and in 5 minutes, sitting right there on camera, I'll never forget, came from her having been sexually violated as a child. And we were able to quickly connect her to her feelings so that she could come into relationship with that little girl, begin to heal it. They came back for a show a few weeks later. They're both smiling. You could see her lit up. And I said, wow, what a transformation. What have you two discovered? And her husband said, well, she gave me a great birthday gift. I don't know if I can say it on the air. I said, well, God, you know, whisper it in my ear. And he said, she gave me candy panties for my birthday. I said, okay, I think you can say that, but you cannot tell us what you did with them. But that's just, you know, a quick snapshot of how quickly we can transform and we can learn. And one of the greatest transformational processes of my life, of course, was getting to do the Hoffman process. And it was 8 days that made such a difference. And I'll be honest, I don't know if I ever told you this, Raz, I didn't really think it was going to make a big difference for me because I had done so much work. But it did shift something very profound, which is that in my TV career, I've always had an agent who would call me up and tell me what I was going to get to do. And instead of waiting for my agent, I decided to do what I had always really wanted to do, and that's how I created the Power Choices book and the national PBS Pledge Special that I produced as well as hosted. And I would never have had the insight or the courage to become a producer had I not done the process. So this is my chance to say thank you to you,
thanks.
Raz, and to you, Ed, because you were both my teachers.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that because everyone benefited from all that work you did and those presentations. I was reading in some of the material that you're often called you have a love-centered approach to transformation, and I also thought you could flip that over and say you have a transformational approach to love.
That's good. I like that. Thank you.
Yeah, right.
And I like the word transform because, you know, when we say that we change, we can change back. But when we are transformed or something in us is transformed, it actually becomes something else. And this business of becoming more of ourselves and becoming more capable is why I created these seminars that I offer called the Love, Money, and Seva seminars, because seva means selfless service. It's a Sanskrit word that means selfless service. So whatever we learn, whatever we have, it's really of no use unless we give it away, unless we offer it in service to others. And that's the real value. I think that's where we land. It's what I call the triple bottom line. It's what life is all about, being of service to others.
That's fantastic. I think that one of the things that you are a big proponent of these days is connecting the dots, if you will, between spirituality, psychology, and science. I think when people have, you know, the experience of love is itself a spiritual experience. But so often, as you've mentioned here with other experiences that we've had early in life, psychology can get in the way of it and needs to be healed in the presence of the spiritual elements of love. But now we're also able to look inside the brain and know what the brain is doing and what the real physiology of it all is. And for the first time, I think we're at a place where science, psychology, spirituality, love all come together. And you're one of the key people connecting the dots, really. And I was just wondering if you could maybe comment a little bit more on that and how that works for you.
You know, I want to introduce this alive model that I've been talking about because I think it's my best answer, and it's really the result of the 25 to 30 years of work that I've been doing on myself, the learning, the research, the reading. I've literally traveled the world seeking answers, and I really had to, and I described earlier how miserable I was in my own early life, and I was just, I mean, I can remember feeling, I know this sounds crazy, but I felt crazy. I remember feeling that I was invisible. That's how disconnected I was from myself. I was surprised if someone saw me on campus and spoke to me, because I thought, oh my God, they can see me. I'm here. And I knew something was really wrong with me. I was also getting into the worst relationships. I'm sure some of my ex-boyfriends are still in prison or something like that, because I would just find every bad actor on campus. It didn't matter where they were, I could find them. So for me, needing to heal myself, needing to change, led me on this journey. I can't imagine how much I've invested in my growth. I know it's well over $100,000 by now, but out of all of that, I've come to this place. I wrote this new book recently, 99 Things You Wish You Knew Before Falling in Love. And whether you're in love or out of love, it doesn't matter. These 99 things are based on this alive model. And the A stands for authenticity. Because what we need in today's world of disconnection is connection. And I love the name of the radio show, Hoffman Connection, because most of us are still seduced by this culture that says, just go shopping, just go buy more, or eat more, or drink more, or try to look a certain way, and somehow that will lead you to feeling full inside, lead you to feel that somehow your life has meaning and somehow it'll bring you that sense of love that you're longing for, because I believe we all long for deep connection and deep love. That's why the curriculum is learning how to give and receive. But we need an authentic connection with ourselves. And the key, and this is the first key I want to give away today, the key is rather than turning away from our feelings, turn toward them. Get deeply into relationship with your own feelings. Go to the place in your body where something feels off or feels stirred up or feels uncomfortable, because that's usually the place we've got some feelings we've disowned or we've turned away from or we're afraid of. Start there. Get into authentic connection with ourselves, because then we can start generating authentic connection with others. L, of course, in ALIVE stands for love. And Raz, as you said already, love is a spiritual experience, but it's more than that. It requires that we have skill. Love doesn't carry itself. We have to carry it, and we need to know how to open our hearts. So here's another tool. You can take these away, take them to the bank. They're all scientifically based, because the mad scientist in me just has to have science behind everything I do. Tap on your sternum. You guys can do this with me right now. All of our listeners can do it. Tap on your breastbone right in the center of your chest. And as you're doing that, you're stimulating the thymus gland. It's a tiny gland right under the bone, and it starts to regulate the heartbeat. And as the heart slows down, gets more regular, we now have a sensory and neurological experience of being more awake, more alive. Because when we're calm, when the heart is calm, we're more present. This supports us in connecting to ourselves, connecting to others. So those are the first two letters in ALIVE. We'll come back to the other three. I know you've got comments and questions, so fire away, and I hope our listeners have comments and questions too.
Well, actually, we did get a question from a listener. It was emailed in, and she said, this is Rebecca in Portland, Oregon. I'm in a dead-end marriage, and I don't know what to do. How do I recognize whether it's my own negative patterns or something else that's making me stay?
She
doesn't know why she's staying there. She sees it's a dead-end marriage, and she doesn't know why she's staying.
That is a great question, and I want to say that this is something I've said so many times over the years to the people in my seminars and my mastermind programs. Over and over, I say, everything that we choose to do can either come from a reactive pattern that's built into the brain, or it comes from what I call a power choice. Now, a power choice, Rebecca, means that you have done the work to get into that authentic connection with yourself. You've done the work to open your heart, but you've also used the I in ALIVE, and the I is insight, because your question says, is it my pattern? So the insight says, now here's the insight question. This is the mother of all insight questions when it comes to love, which is, what did I learn about love? And the answer to the question is found in looking at what you learned somewhere before the age of 8, because we know that 50% of the brain patterns that make up our subconscious mind are learned by the time we're 4. 80% of those subconscious patterns in the brain are learned by the time we're 8. So that means probably an 8-year-old is running your love life, or even younger, which is not good news. The good news is we can change that by having insight. So, Rebecca, I invite you and anyone else who wants to upgrade and up-level your love skills, look at what you learned. And the learning isn't learning that was direct. All children learn through imitation. I used to teach preschool when I was a student. And one day there were two kids fighting out on the playground. They were 4-year-olds. And I went out and I said, Jimmy, Susie, why are you two fighting? What's going on here? And they looked at me. They said, Miss Wade, we're not fighting. We're playing mommy and daddy. Wow. Talk about imitative learning. So we all, from those innocent little four-year-olds, learned whatever was going on with mom and dad, whether they were there or not there, whether they were fighting or not fighting, whether they were connected or disconnected. We learned and we made up stuff because our brains weren't complete. We made up stuff about ourselves, about love, about life, and we are still living from those patterns. And the way to begin to break the pattern up, literally to break it up so it will reform in a different way, is to face it. What happened? How did I feel?
So true, Brenda. I mean, so many of us learn that love is self-sacrifice or something. So we go about sacrificing ourselves over and over again and don't understand that that's actually not particularly love.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Ed.
Me either.
Well, the other part of this pattern recognition stuff is you can have the insight that, you know, they're playing mommy and daddy, but why are they so desperately clinging to that? Because those kids are not just going to do that on the playground. They're going to grow up, get married, and do that in real life.
They will, and I actually was talking to someone today who could have been Rebecca, who called in. I do a lot of this remote coaching on the phone, and she called in and said, I've only been married for 2 years, and I'm done. I'm done because my husband doesn't pay attention to me. And she started describing her feelings when I asked her to describe the feelings, and I asked, where did you first feel those feelings? Well, it was when her parents split up when she was 4 years old. And it is so important. Now, Rebecca, I want to give you something you can use now. Practice the Alive model. Absolutely start with your authentic connection. Look at opening your heart. Really work with what did I learn about love. But now I want you to use this Z. And the V in Alive in this model stands for victory. And the victory comes from the power that each of us has to master our own minds. And I have a whole year-long mastermind program. My mastermind students are working with me on what I call conscious language. That, believe it or not, once the patterns take hold, where do they show up? They show up not just in my feelings, not just in my thoughts, but in my language and in my behavior. So before you decide your marriage is a dead end, Rebecca, I invite you to do some more work. Is there anything in your language? Is there anything in your behavior that is continuing to produce the result that you don't want? I'm working with a couple right now. I've never even seen the husband, but I'm working with the couple because I'm working with the wife who was willing to start this work in a remote seminar with me, a teleseminar. And I said on the call that wives often can inspire change in their husbands by being willing to generate more authentic connection, more authentic love, more authentic behavior by opening their hearts. And within 3 weeks, after starting the class, this woman called back and said, I can't believe it, but my husband is completely different. I said, really? He's not the one on the call. How is he different? She said, okay, I'm different. And what she had changed is she was aware for the first time. She was using very provocative and insulting language toward her husband, something her mother used to do with her father. And she was doing it in a very subtle way. You could never really see her do it, but he felt it, and he was reacting to it. And she was able to shift. Now, the E in Alive, and this is the last part of the model, the E stands for effectiveness, so that we take very specific, very measurable actions, leading us to produce results in our love lives. Now, this leads to aliveness because of specific actions, and I don't know when we need to take a break, so stop me, because this is going to take a minute if I'm running into break time, Ed. Help!
We're ready to move to a break, Brenda, but why don't you complete what you're saying?
Okay, I'm going to come back from the break then, and I'm going to give two of the most powerful tools, the four C's and the four A's. The A's are money in the bank and effective, measurable tools that will preserve love. Rebecca might be able to use them. The C's, guaranteed to destroy love. And I'll talk about those after the break.
All right, then. We'll take a short break. We're with Dr. Brenda Wade, America's Love Doctor, on how to be alive with love. And we're here. My name's Ed McClune, also Raz and Grassi, both involved with the Hoffman Institute for decades now, both of us teachers and participating in the Institute in a variety of different ways. So we'll be back with our show, The Hoffman Connection, in just a minute here.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Visit HoffmanInstitute.org. Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com. You are listening to The Hoffman Connection. To reach Raz and Grassi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@hoffmaninstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
And welcome back to the Hoffman Connection. I'm Ed McClune, and if you're interested more about the Hoffman Process, after this call, if you go to our website, HoffmanInstitute.org, you can find information about an introduction call where people can call in about their questions about the Hoffman Process, and those are every Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock Pacific time. So again, at HoffmanInstitute.org, you can find information about our introductory calls if you have any questions about the process. So, Brenda, we've got this question from Jessica in Maine. She writes, "All my girlfriends are married with children now and seem very happy. While I want to be happy for them, I'm torn between feeling jealous and thinking I'm doing something to sabotage my chances at marriage." Any advice?
You bet. Jessica, thanks for the question. That is a great question because it gets us right into...
But, you know, a lot of what Brenda's talking about here are the patterns that people have, the negative programming that we receive in childhood. And I'll just take a moment to speak about that from a Hoffman perspective, because quite honestly, it's not just that there are these patterns of behavior. It's why we cling to these patterns so ferociously. And that is that when this behavior showed up in our parents and we were children, we loved our parents. We loved them no matter what. And so whatever they offered us, we took it as love. And then in our adult lives, when we want love, we recreate that same behavior, not even thinking, because it's an unconscious behavior, but we do it because we want love. And so that's what, in Hoffman, we call that negative love. That is to say, acting out negative patterns with the false belief, the false understanding, the false hope that it's going to bring us real love.
Hi there. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties on my end, too. Sorry, guys. I was just answering Jessica in Maine, that great question about feeling she's sabotaging her chances at love. And I want to say, Jessica, good for you for noticing there's probably some sabotage at work. The key here is, again, work through these five steps of the Alive model. Get into authentic connection with your own feelings. Ask yourself, what did I decide about myself when I was a child? Open your heart by tapping, getting in that deep, deep connection so you can generate something new. You can't create something new just by manipulating behavior or trying to be somebody different. It comes from this transformation we've been talking about. And of course, I want you to hold this idea of victory after you get the insight going. The idea that I can and I will and I have the power right now through authentic connection to generate something else. Now, here are the effective actions that everybody needs to know. The four C's. It's been proven. This was research done by John Gottman's lab at University of Washington. I've taken several different pieces of research and put them together into what I call the four C's. With 81% accuracy, we can predict divorce or the end of a relationship based solely on how many of the four C's somebody is using. So the four C's are coldness, I think that's self-explanatory, criticism, contempt, which is any form of behavior or action or words that say, I don't like you, or you disgust me, or I want to push you away, or I'm rejecting, or combativeness. Now, combativeness is a coin with two sides. One side is defensiveness, so I defend and push away and I don't let you in, or attacking, which is I attack you and push you away. And the quick way to spot that you're attacking is the first word out of your mouth might be you, and defending is no, 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 it's not that way. Those must be avoided like the plague because they don't serve. Now, here's the money in the bank. You want to build up your bank account, your love account. You want to use the A's, which are affection, admiration, appreciation, and acceptance. Now, this isn't, when I talk about the four A's, this isn't a formula for what you go and do with other people. It's a formula for how you begin to transform deeply from the inside out your relationship with yourself. Most of us had a wound in childhood, and I don't blame anybody. God knows I had my own childhood wounds, and I've had to do all of this work. That's why I'm so passionate about wanting to change some of these patterns. One of the things I've learned is that by accepting myself more, it makes it easier to accept others. It leads me to be more compassionate with others when I'm compassionate with myself. I can understand others when I'm understanding with myself. I can't give something that I haven't generated from within myself. So I hope that will help you, Jessica, in your search for love. But I also want to say that as I'm talking about these tools, Alive, each one of these tools is a step, but Alive is a process where the sum is greater than the parts. And the sum is, it leads us surely into connecting with the deepest part of ourselves, which I believe is energy, and I said at the top of the show, everything is energy. And after looking at sound waves and light waves, on a computer screen, trust me, I know that we can measure, we can feel, we can tweak invisible energy, like thoughts and feelings, and that connects us to another invisible energy that we call spirit. And what I found is that in the world of personal growth and transformation, mental health, psychology, I have never truly seen people have a complete breakthrough unless there is also deep connectedness to that source of energy and light. I don't care what you call it. You can call it Mother Nature. You can call it ocean. Call it God, Buddha, Allah. It doesn't matter. What matters is there is something greater than ourselves, and we need a way of connecting and recharging our batteries and allowing that to support us, allowing the universe to support us. And most of us are very under-supported because we live in a culture that doesn't promote this kind of growth, this kind of deep connection. We actually live in a culture that says, the more disconnected you are from your true self, the better. Got some more great questions, you guys?
Actually, we're going to end the show in about 2 minutes.
But oh, my God. One. Well, before we do that, I want anyone who's interested in learning more about the Alive model to please be in touch with me because I am passionately committed to everything that the Hoffman process is all about, and I created a special offer for all of our Hoffman grads and our listeners to Hoffman Connection around the world, and that is I have a 90-minute teleseminar that is based on my new book, 99 Things You Wish You Knew Before Falling in Love, and I'm going to teach you 9 things you wish you knew before falling in love. When I do a 90-minute teleseminar, I charge $197, and I've got my book, which is another $10 to $12, depending on where you live, and I package that all together in a Hoffman special offer instead of $227. How does 97 sound? Please register and just put in the promo code Hoffman, and you will get a free copy, an electronic copy of my book, 99 Things You Wish You Knew Before Falling in Love, and you can register at docwade.com. That's docwade.com. And just click on that Hoffman special offer button at the top of the page.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I think we're winding down now, less than 15, 20 seconds. I just want to thank you once again, Dr. Brenda Wade, for being with us. Surely you have helped so many people. I know many that have been helped by you, and you have the eyes to see people who are ready to change and to spur them on to that next moment of change for themselves. So thank you for all you
thank
do in the world.
Thank you, and I'm deeply honored. Thank you, Raz. Thank you, Ed. Bless you, and to all of our listeners, blessings.
Thank you again for being a part of the Hoffman Connection. Please join your hosts, Raz Ingrassi and Ed McClune, again next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Until then, make it an outstanding week.